Penguin Random House Audio presents Eagle and Crane by Suzanne Rendell. Read for you by Elizabeth Romansky. In memory of my grandfather, Norbert. Chapter 1. Newcastle, California, September 16, 1943. They bump along the country road, rolling through golden hills that are punctuated with granite boulders and dotted with clusters of oak trees that appear blackish green from afar. Every so often, the road dips through a marshy patch here, a thicket of wild blackberry bushes there. Broken branches and nibbled leaves, the signs of beaver and deer. Verdant meadows and white flashes of cabbage worm moths. As they near the orchard, clouds of sparrows and finches make nervous, disorganized dives at the soft yellow weeds around the plum trees, little groups of them assembling like constellations and abruptly breaking up again, each and every tiny nervous body keeping one eye turned to the sky for the shadowy shape of a hawk soaring high above. When they reach the break in the low split rail fence, the sheriff steers the car onto the property and along the dirt drive, through the many rows of trees, and toward the leaning peak of the largest foothill. The morning air is laced with the sharp, peppery scent of dry grass burning.
"Awful smoky out," Agent Bonner remarks once the automobile comes to a stop.
"Rice fields," the deputy says as the three men step out of the sheriff's old Model A. "Somewhere down in the valley. It's after harvest, see? This is when they burn 'em. Smoke gets trapped up here, against the foothills. Kinda sets around a spell."